Hello, I'm Dr. Alice Benton, one of the co-hosts on New Life Live. As we move towards summer, are you feeling the pressure to create the perfect family summer? The kind you can snap photos of, take videos of, and post them on social media so that everybody can see what a great time your family is having this summer. I feel that pressure. I think most of us do. And out of love for our children, we want to create a perfect summer for them. I have felt this pressure before pretty much any holiday that I want it to be picture perfect. I want it to go well. But if that's my expectation and hope that I have the power to create a perfect event, a perfect holiday, or a perfect summer, then I am likely setting myself and my family up for big failure, disappointment, and letdown. I'm going to invite you to shoot for a really great, beautifully imperfect summer with your family. And the way that we're going to do this, we're going to break it down into what we actually have power over, the steps that we can take to be in our best place of spiritual serenity so that we can enjoy the best moments of summer, but so that we can also handle the failures, the letdowns, the whining, the complaining, the things that are inevitably not all going to go well. Let's set to the side the perfect family summer and let's give it our best shot for a great, beautifully imperfect family summer. So when I went into holidays hoping that my children would be grateful and happy with everything I'd set up for the event, the clock was just ticking until the whining and the crying and the temper tantrum and the upset that I hadn't done it differently. When I went into family events, finally learned to go into family events, knowing that not everybody was going to be happy with what I was doing, but I would give it my best shot, and I would take very good care of myself before, during, and after the event to help my soul with those moments of disappointment and lack of appreciation, things ended up going a whole lot better. Self-care might not sound like the first thing to think about when you're trying to create a great summer for your family, but if we enter into summer or any of these events that we're trying to set up for our children and our tank is low or empty, we will have little tolerance for the things that go poorly. If it sounds selfish to engage in self-care, I want to give you a different word, and that is stewardship. We are given limited resources with which to face life and summer and family events. And if we are engaging in good self-care, we are being stewards of those limited resources. So, although I have historically thought these things to be selfish, I know that to be my best version of myself for my family, I have to engage in some regular self-care, which actually means stepping away from my family to do the things that fill my tank back up. Now, granted, being with my family and enjoying their company, that fills my tank up in some ways, but it also depletes me in other ways. So I now believe and regularly practice, and I see the benefits of regular self-care to keep me in a better frame of mind so that I can handle those ups and downs with my spouse, with my family, because they come. The good times come and the good times go, and the bad times happen in between. Some of the ways that I engage in my self-care is being a part of a regular group where I can go in and bring my complaints and my concerns, my anxieties and my disappointments. I can talk it through with my group and they empathize and they validate and they help me through it. I also take a couple of naps every single week. One or two is what will fuel me up best. I take time away from my family to read books that I enjoy. I take time away to exercise and to get outside, to refresh myself and my soul that way. I actually even tell my children when they're disappointed that I'm leaving. I'll tell them I'll be a better version of myself when I come back. I'll be nice. I'll be nicer when I come back. And if I don't take this time away, I struggle to maintain my spiritual serenity. So setting up a great summer for our family means starting that self-care now and keeping it regular, protecting the self-care time so that we return to our family refreshed and ready to handle those ups and downs. I find that our family, at least, does best, and this is true for many families, if I prioritize giving my time and attention to my children, but I caution my expectations for the grand events that I would like to put together for them, because children, our children, whether they're young or older, they really need our focused attention. That's what they want from us. That's what they enjoy. The glitz, the glam, it's a lot of fun. It looks great on those photos and videos on social media, but it's nowhere near as necessary as the focused time and attention. And so lowering some of the expectations of how big the vacation has to be and all the different activities we're going to do, simplifying, allows us to reserve more time and energy to give that face-to-face eye contact, putting my screen to the side and focusing on my children and loving them in that way, and focusing on my spouse and loving him in that way. Keep it simple. I think that we should hope for the best. God certainly talks a lot in the Bible about hope, the plans that he has for us, for a hope, for a future, for abundance, for prosperity, and we should maintain that hope for ourselves and for our families. But the Bible also cautions us to plan for the unexpected, to plan for the disappointments, to plan for the upset. And that helps to stabilize us through the summer, through the family vacation, the family events, as we go. We need to narrow our focus down on the small part we play in how the family summer results, because we have responsibility for how we show up. We have our responsibility to how we respond to the unexpected, the good, the bad, the ugly, and so much is out of our control. I return frequently to the Serenity Prayer because that helps bring me back and center me, reminding me to stay focused and to ask God's help on what's within my control, asking him to help narrow my focus, releasing and surrendering all those things that are out of my control, and maintaining my serenity with the help of God, the miraculous help of God through it. I also caution us and encourage us to have that support team in place so that we can both celebrate when things go well and so that we can grieve when things don't go well. Combining all of these ingredients together will help us to keep it simple, to narrow in those expectations, and rather than shooting for the perfect family summer, which is probably not possible this side of eternity, but rather going for that great, beautifully imperfect family summer. I hope and pray that this blesses you. And if you want to pass some of your ideas by us, if you want our prayer support, and if you want our help with any of the family events that are coming up, with the family struggles that you're going through, don't hesitate. Give us a call here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can help you through the trials, the tribulations, and we want to celebrate with you the successes of your family.